Call the studio now.
On FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
An inquiry into the death of Alexander Litvinenko has concluded his murder was probably approved by Russia's president. The former Russian spy died in 2006 after being poisoned with radioactive polonium. Russia says the inquiry is politically motivated. His son, Anatoly, says it's difficult to measure how the last 10 years have affected him.
It's the only life I live, and sure, it hasn't been easy, but I can't compare it with anyone else's life. I've only lived one life, and my life is what it is.
Meantime, Downing Street says the Prime Minister finds the result of the inquiry as extremely disturbing. Here's the Home Secretary, Theresa May.
It goes without saying that this was a blatant and unacceptable breach of the most fundamental tenets of international law and of civilised behaviour. Yeah. But we have to accept this does not come as a surprise.
The Treasury is now going to freeze the assets of the two prime suspects.
KMFM News.
The cost of a young person's travel pass in Kent looks set to go up. Council bosses have confirmed they're considering another hike in the price of the bus pass as they look to balance their budget for the next year. At the moment, they cost £250. Details on the new charge are expected to be revealed in March. There's been a slight fall in the number of secondary school pupils in Kent getting good GCSE grades, according to official league tables out today. Stats show just over 50% of pupils achieved 5 or more A starter Cs last year. That's nearly 1% less than in 2014. Roger Goff's in charge of education at the County Council. He says it could be down to one thing.
Changes to grade boundaries in certain subjects, particularly English and maths, do seem to have presented a challenge for some schools. So there was quite a lot of volatility between schools, but actually the overall picture, if you take Kent as a whole, was pretty stable.
KMFM News.
A Gillingham man has been jailed after being caught with nearly 18,000 indecent images of children. Aaron Langley was arrested last January when police found pictures stored on a computer, USB sticks and an external hard drive at his home. The 32-year-old from Imperial Drive has been sentenced to 16 months behind bars. Plans for a new junction off the M20 have gone on display in Kent. Roads bosses want to build it near the existing Junction 10 near Ashford, along with a two-way link road on a new bridge between the motorway and the A2070 at Sevington. A consultation on the plans is running up until the 17th of March. Valerie Stevens is from Highways England.
We're going to be reducing congestion in the area, particularly on Junction 10. We'll be improving safety and we'll be helping to unlock some of the regeneration of the area.
You can see what it will look like at the new Ashford Market until 8 tonight. Commuters are going to be able to use an Oyster card to pay for journeys from another train station in Kent. It's because Transport for London are taking over some services here in the southeast. Passengers using Sevenoaks station will join those at Dartford in being able to use the card. Changes are expected to come into force in 2018.
KMFM News.
A Kent mum's told KMFM she's angry that her daughter was able to walk a mile and a half from school without teachers noticing she was missing. 7-year-old Chloe Chapman wandered out of Kings Farm Primary in Gravesend after being told to collect her coat before home time. Bosses have since discussed ways to bring in extra safety measures, but her mum Claire says it's too little, too late.
A lot of what was suggested and put in place should have, would have been in place. You know, the simplest things like having a teacher on the gate. You know, I'm not saying it's got to be a prison, but at least make it so you can safeguard those children and know they're safe coming in and out of your building.
And Disney has pushed back the release of the new instalment in the Star Wars franchise. Episode 8 will now hit cinemas on the 15th of December 2017, 7 months later than originally planned. Filming is set to begin in London next month.
KMFM Sport.
Tennis and Andy Murray is through to the third round of the Australian Open. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, Murray dropped just 5 games in a straight sets win over Sam Groth, the man with the fastest serve in the game. Britain's Johanna Konta is also through after she comfortably beat China's Sai Sai Sheng. Football and Manchester United are predicted to become the world's highest earning football club in a year's time. They've fallen one place to third in Deloitte's Money League for last season, behind Real Madrid and Barcelona. United made just over £395 million in their 2014-2015 campaign. And a major new research project will look into the long-term long-term impact of concussion in sport. It'll investigate the link between sports that are susceptible to receiving blows in the head and damage to the brain. Concussion in sport will screen more than 200 retired jockeys and then extend to other sports, including boxing, rugby and football.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.